The little pages of the Bible are the answers to man's most pressing needs. As you listen to the following message, you're encouraged to write down the scripture references as they are given, and to accept only what you can read for yourself from your own Bible. If you wish, you are also welcome to tape record this entire presentation for future study. All quotations are taken from the King James Version of the Bible, unless otherwise indicated.
This is Bible Call, tape number 246, God's Appointed Deacons. Have you ever considered exactly what a deacon is? Many different denominations use the word to describe church offices or positions, but those different denominations usually describe different works with that one word. There seems to be no consistent definition in use today for the word deacon or the work it describes. But what about the Bible? Does it speak in clear terms about deacons? Couldn't it be used to clear away much of the confusion and contradiction about deacons? Let's see. First, the word deacon is actually a Greek word, the language in which the New Testament was originally written. If it were translated into English, it might be the word servant. But even more than that, it means literally one who serves under authority. The first deacons in the church of our Lord were evidently a group of men mentioned in Acts the 6th chapter. A problem had arisen in the early church in the benevolent work they were doing, and the brethren approached the 12 apostles about it. The apostles said, Acts 6:2, "It is not reason that we should leave the word of God and serve tables." The word serve here is the verb form of the word deacon, servant. The apostles then instructed the congregation to choose 7 men whom the apostles could appoint over this business, Acts 6:3. These 7 were probably considered to be deacons, serving under the authority of the apostles. Later, we read of deacons as one of the official offices or works in the church. For instance, Philippians 1:1 speaks of the saints which are at Philippi with the bishops and deacons. Notice that they were mentioned with the bishops, or overseers, elders, and that they were mentioned after the bishops, showing their subordination to them. Many people don't realize that very strict qualifications are set forth by Paul in 1 Timothy 3 that a man must meet in order to be a deacon. This, of course, forever settles the argument about whether or not a deacon is to be a special office in the church. 1 Timothy 3:10 says, "Let these also first be proved, then let them use the office of a deacon being found blameless." Not just anyone could be a deacon. Only a man could serve as such. For 1 Timothy 3:12 says, "Let the deacons be the husbands of one wife, ruling their children and their own houses well." This also would eliminate unmarried or childless men. What's more, a man who would be a deacon must be grave, verse 8 of 1 Timothy 3, not double-tongued, not given to much wine, not greedy of filthy lucre, holding the mystery of the faith in a pure conscience. And it continues in verse 11, "Even so must their wives be grave, not slanderers, sober, faithful in all things." An ungodly or indiscreet woman could disqualify her husband from holding this office. And notice once again, the same pattern repeats itself. The qualifications of deacons in 1 Timothy 3 follows after the qualifications for a bishop, again showing the order of authority. A bishop, after all, was the office that had the duty of taking care of the church of God, 1 Timothy 3:5. A deacon, then, in Bible times, was a man who first met the qualifications listed, who was then chosen by the congregation and appointed by its leaders to be an official servant, serving under the authority of the bishops or elders, assisting them and doing their bidding, so that the bishops could be freed from the care of physical things or details of the work and could concentrate on spiritual matters. In no case in New Testament days did deacons run the church or exercise any authority of their own. The one who searches for a scripture to back up that idea will search in vain. The deacons served under authority. In Acts 6, the authority of the apostles. In Philippians 1:1, the authority of the bishops. If there was no higher authority, if a church had no bishops, there could be no deacons. How far from the biblical pattern have most churches come? listen to tape number 30A for a fuller explanation of the original organization of the church and its officers. This is the end of the message.